The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hello and welcome to the final Radio Today program of 2018. We're looking back on a big year in radio in this edition. I'm Stuart Clarkson. Radio Today's founder and editor, Roy Martin, is here. Merry Christmas, Roy.
Bonjour. Welcome.
And it's our festive special. I've stuck a tree up. It was a little bit painful. I'm sat here around the fireplace. I've got a mince pie, a glass of mulled wine. Roy, what have you got there? Diet Coke and a Subway, as usual.
I've got a Diet Coke and a bar of chocolate.
Other brands are available. And also with us this week, I'm pleased to say, thanks to the magic of IPDTL, we can hook up in studio quality with Father Christmas himself in his Lapland studio. Welcome to the Radio Today programme, The Real Santa.
Oh, I say, thank you very much. What a lovely intro that was.
I tell you, I've not shaved for a couple of days as well, Santa, so I think between me and you, this is the most beard we've had on the podcast since Noel Edmonds was on.
Oh, yes. Well, I haven't shaved for a couple of centuries.
Oh, well, it's so good to have you on, because you must be really busy at the moment. There's Christmas coming up, but not only that, you seem to be on the radio every time I turn it on.
Oh, yes. Well, it's like a second career for me. Yes, if it all goes belly up delivering presents, then I'm going to forge a little career in the radio, yes.
And do you make more money presenting or doing the sweepers or doing the adverts for all those grottos and things? Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Oh, well, that's a very good question. Well, the rates on the radio these days aren't particularly good. So, yes, I tend to make more by busking, actually.
In fact, you've got a podcast out. We'll talk about your podcast in a moment, but I heard you singing on there. I never knew Santa could sing.
Oh, really? What was I doing?
You were singing The 12 Days of Christmas, I think.
Oh, I wonder if you caught me in the shower. Yes. Everybody sounds much better in the shower, don't they?
That's a sight to behold.
Maybe yes. It was one of your helpers, one of the other Santa Claus, because you're the real one, so it could have been one of the false ones singing.
There's an imposter? I say, I'll have to send the lawyers out.
Yeah, Guy Harris. For one, have you heard of Guy Harris? He's trying to be you a lot of the time.
Oh, no, well, do you know, there's enough room for lots of Santas, and we all bring our little bit of magic to the radio world, don't we?
You can't catch Santa out, can you? He's always nice about everybody.
Oh, yes, it's my job. Yes, I know Guy. He's a lovely guy. Yes.
So let's talk about your podcast, Santa. You've been doing a podcast every day, and it's on Fun Kids, and the lovely people at DivaWeb have been making it, and you've been telling the children all about Christmas.
Oh, yes. Well, I've had a little help from an expert called Santa Maury. Yes, he knows all about the science of Christmas, and I just tip up and talk Father Christmas things. But yes, it's through Fun Kids and all the lovely team at DivaWeb, they all put it together, really, and I just talk, really. I can't take any of the credit.
And I heard you saying on there that you've got a surround sound radio on your sleigh. That sounds good.
I say, Stuart, you wouldn't believe the sleigh these days with all the technology. Yes, I've got my Santalite device in there, and I've got a underseat heating, but I won't go into too much detail about that. Yes, and there's lots of room for lots of presents. It gets extended every year, you see, because there are more children in the world. Yes.
Underseat heater, is that just you eating sprouts before you set off?
Oh, you cheeky little minx. Yes.
So what do you put on this surround sound radio, Santa? What radio station do you listen to? Are you one of these Spotify people?
Oh, well, do you know, I like listening to Christmas songs, obviously, and I listen to various radio stations depending on where I am in the world, yes. But with TuneIn Radio now and other devices, I can listen to whatever I like, whenever I like, wherever I like.
And hopefully you'll be delivering some DAB radios for people this Christmas, because we like getting everybody digital, don't we?
Everybody likes a little bit of digital, but do you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with analog. Oh, no. Yes. Good old meaty FM. Oh, yes. Some people still listen to AM radio as well, you know.
Really? And we know you like a digital because you used to kind of do some of the smutty gags when you were on with John and Sarah back on Real Radio. I was a big fan of yours listening to The Real Santa Call on Christmas Eve, and there was plenty of giggles for the mums and dads as well, Santa. You know double entendre when you see one, don't you?
Well, do you know, if you were to analyse those programmes, I think you'll realize that it was nothing to do with me. It was the presenters, yes, and I was sweeter than sweet and cleaner than clean, occasionally.
We know that's not true. We know who you are. We know what you're like. Lots of boys and girls have been making their Christmas wishes, and they'll have written to you. I know my children have written to Santa this Christmas, and I'm guessing Ashley and Dee might have written to you. Can you break any confidences and tell us what's on their Christmas wish list this year, Santa?
Oh, well, you know, I can't really go into a lot of detail, but sometimes they're asking for the impossible. But yes, they've asked for various things, and 2019 could be a very exciting year if I manage to deliver everything they've asked for. Yes. Well, you know that January the 7th is going to be a big day for Dee and her friends at Bauer, because of the Greatest Hits Radio Network having a name change. Yes, and as for Ashley, well, I think Donald Trump better watch out.
We've seen Global splashing out about a bit this year. If you got your hands on Ashley's bulging sack, what would you suggest he buys this year, Santa? Does he need some toys to play with?
I wondered where you were going with that then for a moment. Yes. Oh, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Well, I think he should just sit back a little bit. Play with his own toys for now, and leave everybody to play with their toys. Yes, I know it's good to share, but there's room for everybody, isn't there?
And I know you're busy, so one more thing we wanted to ask you, because we know that Santa, as well as being a podcast presenter and a voiceover and doing all those adverts, you're an award-winning programme director. So we wanted to get your thoughts on Christmas songs and whether we should be playing them in October. We've got Magic Christmas this year, Greatest Hits Christmas before the new station launches as well, non-stop Christmas music. Should we be leaving it to those special stations, or should we be flipping formats?
I've been thinking about this, you know, because I love Christmas songs, being Santa, of course, but I would imagine that the people who make these decisions don't do it lightly. So if there is a demand, and let's face it, once the August bank holiday's out of the way, we all start to think about Christmas, especially in the shops. It's fine if you want to play Christmas songs on your station, and all these pop-up stations are playing Christmas music as well. I think there's room for it. But then, of course, come the day after Boxing Day, off they go.
Phone calls, social media, SMS, email, codec control and visualisation through the same interface. Phone box from Broadcast Bionics. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
Yes, it is the Radio Today programme, and Santa will be back with us very soon for our geek quiz, Stu versus Roy. We thought we'd have a look at what's been going on this week and what's been going on in 2018, because it's probably been, since Radio Today launched, the busiest year for us, hasn't it, Roy?
Oh, that's a big claim, and I would have to research that before answering, I'm afraid. it has been very busy. Deregulation, of course, is hanging around with new local guidelines and one or two other bits. So I think next year could be even bigger than this year in terms of news, because, as we know, things will start changing come January. Lots of announcements this year about things that are going to happen in January. So the announcements have all been made, and January will, of course, be the big month for everything to be changed.
Yeah, and one of those, Chris Evans, obviously. And I think there was a couple of stories we did about him this year that are our most read stories of the year, and possibly most read stories ever. And that was the story about him taking his team with him to Virgin from Radio 2. And when he bought Lynn Bowles a Land Rover, I think that's because we wrote up that story from listening to it on air, and none of the newspapers or anything did the story. So when listeners were searching for it, they found the Radio Today story, hence the hits.
Yeah, and then they all copied it, of course. They all did their own version. So, yeah, that was a big one. And, yeah, Chris Evans, it's been the year of Chris Evans news, hasn't it?
Yeah, but Radio 1 Breakfast as well was a big shock to a lot of people as well. Obviously, Greg taking over from Grimmie. They had that big game of hide and seek, and the weekend starting on a Friday. So lots of changes at Radio 1 as well, especially with the Kiss Breakfast team now going there to start in the new year. So it's not just been about Radio 2.
Yeah, it really is commercial versus BBC, people poaching. And even today, as we record this, Global have taken one from the BBC again, with Moira Stewart, of course, heading to Classic. I think she'll do well at Classic. She'll probably sound a bit more at home there than she's ever done on the Chris Evans show. So, yeah, it's all going to start. Well, she's starting in February on Classic FM, and then she's going to be starting a weekend show later on in the year. So good luck to Moira for that.
And it seems so long ago now, but it was still this year that Christine O'Connell left and went to Australia, and Dave Berry took over, and there was Eddie Mair going to LBC, and there was Eamon Holmes and people like that, Matthew Wright, Jeremy Kyle starting at Talk Radio, and there was global buying stations, as we mentioned with Santa. They bought 2BR this year, and they launched Capital in Brighton, they launched Heart in Lancashire, and Smooth in the Lake District as well. So added to that, Bauer and Hits Radio launching in the summer, Greatest Hits Radio coming soon. There's been a lot of big changes across commercial radio, and Bauer buying Jazz as well. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, it's all happened. You mentioned there about 2BR. That was 4 months ago, 4.5 months ago. Yet it's all gone quiet. So are they waiting to make an announcement on what 2BR will become? Because it will inevitably. They've said so in the statement, that it will join the family of brands. So people think it's going to become Capital, and Capital possibly going to be changing, announcement coming in January. So maybe they're waiting until January to make an announcement about the future of the Lancashire station. So yeah, lots of things happened this year, and as I said, they will all spill over, no doubt, into the early months of next year.
You've not got any holiday booked for January, have you? I think it might be busy. We've got a weekend away booked, haven't we?
We're going away just for the weekend, though, so as long as Global doesn't make an announcement on a Friday or a Monday, we should be fine.
We should be all right.
As you know, I don't work weekends.
Yeah. Let's just gloss over that one. So this week as well, we mentioned it. Did we mention this last week or the week before about Emma Bunton leaving Heart Breakfast? But she actually did her final show last week with Jamie Theakston. So let's have a little bit of a listen to that.
So we've laughed for 5 years, so it feels odd to cry. But we're going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too.
And this is the moment that I've dreaded for ages, because I've got to push this button and then it's all over.
Oh. Stop it.
You ready?
I think so. Bye.
Heart Breakfast. And talking of last shows, it's Chris Evans' last show on Christmas Eve. He's having a big party in the studio, so that should be an interesting listen for the end of Chris Evans' era at Radio 2.
Yeah, he's been having a week of Friday shows all week this week as well, so he's had lots of guests in every day. And I think he's taking that new format with him to Virgin, isn't he? And having a Friday show where his band's in and celebrity guests and stuff.
I suspect the paperwork says everything he does belongs to him, so I suspect he can do exactly what he wants on the new station.
And as we mentioned, all these new things are happening, new shows, so Six Music's schedule is changing quite a bit. Obviously, Radio 2's getting Zoe Ball at Breakfast and Sarah Cox at Drive. Interestingly, over Christmas, I was looking in the Christmas Radio Times, so in the gap between Chris Evans and Zoe Ball on Radio 2 Breakfast, do you know who's doing breakfast?
I don't.
Sarah Cox.
Ah, okay.
Let's have a look what you could have won.
That's terrible.
The other thing that's obviously happening very soon is Greatest Hits Radio, and this week they've kind of soft launched. They've taken Absolute off FM in the West Midlands, and they've started putting it on some of the local DAB muxes as well. So this is the new service from Bauer replacing City 2, and it's going to be on FM in Birmingham and Liverpool. And
this doesn't make sense. Why would they remove Absolute Radio and stick on a temporary Christmas station until the 7th of January? Who wants Christmas songs on the first week of January? Unless, Santa, of course, it's going to be something else. Well, no, even he's fed up. I'm sure he's done by Boxing Day. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen come end of December, beginning of January? Will it still be playing Christmas songs until the 6th of January and then flip to the new station? I don't know.
We'll have to see. And also, I mentioned to some of the other big stories that have happened this year, we had Love Sport launching on AM and DAB in London, the return of Kelvin McKenzie to the radio industry. Let's mention Jack. They launched a female focus station this year on national DAB. The BBC Sounds app launched. Digital radio hit 50%. Eddie Mair went to LBC. This has just been a busy year. I was looking down the list of most read stories, and it just keeps going on and on. We've had lots of hits.
Okay, yeah, maybe it was the biggest year in our 15-year history. 15 years, by the way, in January.
15 years, 15 years.
Radio Today's been going. So maybe it has been the busiest.
And it's 15 years start of January since Nick Ferrari took over LBC Breakfast as well. That's the first week of the new year, and he'll celebrate that milestone because he started on the same day as Chris Moyle started on Radio 1 Breakfast. There you are, fact fans.
He did, yeah. So Radio Today launched and Moyle started and Nick Ferrari started. That was a big month, wasn't it? That was a big month for radio.
And we've got to say goodbye as well to the Network Commercial Radio Chart, which finishes the end of this month. We'll wait to see what Global are going to put on instead of that, but lots of other stations obviously going to have to fill their Sunday afternoons.
That chart show has been going since David Jensen was a wee lad, so it's been going a long time, and end of an era. Radio 1 stopped the chart, of course, on Sunday a while ago, so for commercial radio to basically split all that up, I mean, it will still be there on Heart and Capital and a couple of other stations, but yeah, most of them will just play hit songs and say, oh, isn't that a big one? So to speak.
And various people we said goodbye to this year as well, not least Vicky Archer, Dale Winton, and my Five Live colleague Rachel Bland. So various other people as well that we've lost throughout the year, and they will all be much missed. This is the Radio Today programme, and it's time in just a minute to get Santa back on for our quiz. Before that, let me tell you about Clean Feed. If you've not tried it out yet, it's definitely worth a go. It's great for doing OBs or interviews or hosting a show from somewhere different to normal. It's designed for radio people and podcasters, and it's really simple to connect live audio over the web in great quality. And you can even record in the browser. It won't cost you anything to get started. It's a free Christmas gift to you to give it a go. It'll only take you a few seconds to sign up, and you'll be doing your first live interview or recording within minutes. You can find out more about it at cleanfeed.net.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Right, should we play our quiz now? It's the end of year decider. Santa is back with us. We don't do this every week. We've just been doing it kind of hit and miss throughout the year. And it's 4-4 at the moment, Santa, between me and Roy on Stew versus Roy. So the winner gets all the mince pies and wins the series. No pressure.
Oh, no pressure. Well, I have 3 questions, so I suppose it's the best of 3, isn't it?
It is. So yes. You're going to ask us a question. We will shout either Stew or Roy, and whoever gets 2 or more right is the winner. Over to you, Father Quizmas.
Oh, hey. I say, very clever. Yes, you're in the wrong job there, aren't you, Stu? Yes. Right, here we go. Question number 1. You might remember a presenter called John Morgan, who was John Myers in disguise. He had a regular contributor to his Century Radio breakfast show called Phil. Now, my question, in which area of the Northeast did Phil come from?
Ooh.
He would say it every time he was on the air.
Stew, I'm going to say Phil from Teesside.
I Roy? Don't know. So I it's obviously going to be something beginning with P. I don't know. I didn't know that character.
Ooh, right. So it's a big fat 0 for you two then, isn't it? Yes.
What's the answer, Santa?
The answer was Phil from Fenham.
Oh, Fenham. There we are.
Yes. Some listeners might remember that. Yes, I'm very old, so I make no apologies for these questions being very old as well.
And what's this about John Myers and John Morgan? Somebody dressing up and being in disguise? That shouldn't be allowed on the radio, should it?
No.
Well, he was also Mr. Martin. Do you remember Mr. Not you, Roy. No, Mr. Martin used to sing about a particular breed of pigeon. I mean, for a bonus point, can you give me the breed of pigeon?
What?
Yes,
landed
it
in
was
an
very
alternative
famous.
Universe.
I wouldn't like to be at the pub quiz at the North Pole. They're tough questions.
Oh, they well, are. Yes, it keeps the elves on their little toes. Right, so you can't even get the bonus question right.
No.
The bonus question was Birmingham Roller. But anyway, question 2.
Of course.
Neptune Radio was based in and served which UK town?
Roy.
Go on, Roy.
Yes.
It was. It's now.
It's probably now Hart.
It's probably now Hart. Was it Dover?
Is the right answer. Yes.
Well done, Roy.
Oh, well done, Roy. Oh, you've given me hope. Right.
Is it Is it now KMFM? Did it go that way?
I think it could be, yeah, possibly.
I didn't look into it any further. Next question.
Right.
Right, your final question then. Who was, and I think Stu might know this one actually, but who was the breakfast presenter for the launch of the Pulse in 1991?
Roy.
Oh.
Beat me to
it. I'm going to go with Jeff Hemming.
No. Stu, I'm going to say Elliot Webb.
Ah.
And you're both wrong, I'm afraid.
Oh.
It was, yes, it was Seymour Signet. Do you remember
Seymour?
Him?
Really?
What? Yes.
Seymour in the morning.
Yes, Elliot Webb did present the Pulse Breakfast Show eventually, but he wasn't there for launch.
Oh, there we are.
Well,
we've learned something today from Santa as well, haven't we? We've learned he's an even bigger geek than we are, because he got two questions that we couldn't answer.
Yes. Santa is the winner of the
Santa
geek
is the
quiz.
Winner. You get all Thank the mince you. Pies.
Well, I've had a few. Who ate all the mince pies? Who ate all the mince pies? I won't finish that song.
Well, we know you like the F word, don't you, Santa? You're a big fan of the F word. Festive.
Venom? Oh, festive, yes. Yes, oh, yes. Well, I'd like to wish you both a very, very happy Christmas and best of luck for 2019. Who knows what the new year has in store?
Thank you, Santa. That's very nice.
That's very good of you. And there's still a week to go to the big day, so you're still available for voiceover work if people need some last-minute bits?
Well, you'd have to be quick. The diary is pretty full, to be honest. But yes, I can squeeze you in, I'm sure.
And you can book via Santa's agent at rickydurkin.com.
Oh, yes, my little helper. He's a little squirt, isn't he?
Thanks, Santa. Have a good Christmas.
Happy Bye-bye. Christmas radio today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go on, get off.
Santa here. This is Christmas Radio Moments.
It is, and as the Radio Times would say, it's a festive bumper edition. Yes, a sack full of real audio gifts from years gone by. Here's the first. Let's see what we've got. Oh, yes. This week in 2009, and two greats together on two.
This is a very strange moment for me, Terry.
No, come on.
It is. I used to listen. When I used to be a trolley boy at a supermarket in Birchwood in Warrington, I used to drive there in the Mini that my mum bought me and for 500 quid. And I used to listen to you on Radio 2. And now I'm here sat opposite you on the day before you leave. This is madness. This is crazy.
No, it isn't. I'm so pleased. And as I said, I hope that my listeners will treat you with the same respect and decency and devotion that they've always shown to me. And I'm sure they will.
Radio 2 in 2009 has Terry's reign edged to a close. Now, this one is addressed to Simon Mayo as he prepares for his new life in 2019. What is it? Oh, yes, it's the last time he said farewell, 9 years ago.
You may have seen the odd rumour that following Terry Wogan's decision to quit breakfast on Radio 2 and that Chris Evans was going to replace him, that I, so the rumour had it, was to replace Chris on Drive Time on Radio 2. Well, these rumours 100% accurate, and that is indeed what will be happening from at the beginning of January next year. And it is very, very exciting to be asked to do one of Radio 2's iconic programmes.
Mayo preparing for life at Radio 2 9 years ago. Right, now, who's this one for? It's for Mum, isn't it? Yes, Housewives Choice. And the death of one of its famous presenters this week, 19 years ago.
I'll be with you all again tomorrow morning.
Bless him, George Elric, musician, and he spent 20 years on Housewives Choice back in the days of the Light programme. Very popular programme was that. He died this week in 1999. Now, this gift is for someone who very nearly had a stunning 2018, so here's a very special gift for her, for Sarah Cox. It's the end of her Radio 1 breakfast show 15 years ago.
Sarah Cox. Just looking at the lovely pictures on Newsbeat, thank you very much, on their website. It's gorgeous. Sarah, it's like the best years. Of Sarah through the years of Radio 1.
Oh, it was a lot of I think bad hairdos.
It's you on your first day. I think you got a scrunchie in your hair and a bunch of flowers and a bottle of champagne
in
your
hand.
Oh,
God, that really shows how long I've been here because scrunchies are back now.
Yeah.
I've gone the whole cyclical thing of fashion.
There's you meeting the Queen as well.
I know. I keep thinking, God, there's been so many amazing things.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to
write a book, babe.
It's all going in the book.
Good.
Although I'd incriminate a lot of people if I wrote a book.
Coxie making way for Moyles this week in 2003. Do you remember Ed Stewart's famous Christmas Day programme? I used to love that as a kid. I've got the description here from the Radio Times in 1975. It says, a very special Christmas edition of Junior Choice from Great Ormond Street. Ed also rides his magic carpet around the British Isles. And as a kid, I used to think he actually had one, which is why I wanted to work in radio. That annual Radio 1 tradition ended in 1979, but it returned for nostalgia's sake on Radio 2 until this edition, just a couple of weeks before his death, three Christmases ago.
All bound for Morning Town,
many miles away.
Sorry, couldn't help doing that. Such a great song, this Morning Town Ride by the Seekers. And that lovely voice of Judith Durham. And it's me, Stu Part, saying thanks for listening for the last couple of hours. It has been such great fun. And thank you, Bridget and Jill, for helping me out behind the glass. Santa's little helpers. I'll be with you whenever. But have a great Christmas day, won't you, folks? This is BBC Radio 2. Paul O'Grady
Ed Stewart's final programme 3 years ago. Now, do we know what this is? It looks familiar, doesn't it? We get this same present every year, but we do love hearing it. Something from this week in 1932, as John Reith launched his new Empire service.
We shall transmit comparatively simple programmes. The programmes will neither be very interesting nor very good.
The BBC launching the Empire Service, later the World Service, this week in 1932, just before the first royal Christmas message to the Empire a few days later.
His Majesty the King,
through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas Day to speak to all my peoples throughout the Empire.
This present is addressed to Ronan O'Reilly. Yes, the founder of Radio Caroline in 1964, but it isn't anything old. It's something much newer from last Christmas.
This is Caroline, your all-day music station. This is us. We're back.
This is Caroline. Thank you for listening to so many emails. Thank you so much for that. If you care to look on Facebook, just search us out, Radio Caroline Official. There are videos there. Johnny's been putting those on Facebook, the stuff on Twitter and all over the place. I will just mention one email from Dave. He's just sent one word, weeping.
Caroline's so proud of getting its own AM frequency, official and legal at last, after 54 emotional years. Christmas is a time to remember those who aren't with us anymore, isn't it? And from 2018, that list includes Alex Dixon, one of the champions of Radio Clyde, which launched on New Year's Eve, 1973.
Here we are today at a launching, not of a vessel that will cross the oceans to distant ports, carrying merchandise and the labour of men's hands, but of a vehicle that will bridge the air, carrying into countless homes words and ideas, the products of men's minds, and what infinitely powerful things these are. What limitless possibilities of good lie before this new vehicle. What terrifying dangers beset its path. What a blessing it may prove. It is our earnest prayer that God will richly bless the good ship Radio Clyde, and all who travel with her.
The poignant early breaths from Clyde in the last moments of 1973. Quick commercial break now, and here's a festive ad we used to enjoy playing in the 80s.
The turkey on a Christmas party, presents round the Christmas tree, and later on another piece of programmes on TV.
TDK tape cassettes, the excitement, C60, C90, don't bother with a 120. Back then, of course, we played the ads off tape carts, and we used to put that one at the front of the break just so we could talk into it.
TDK, audio and video cassettes.
A
Merry Christmas from TDK, the great name in tape cassettes.
Now, one of the Norfolk elves dropped this in earlier. What does it say here? To Rob and Chrissy.
Thank you for letting us be part of your early morning routine. For the last 14 years.
Yeah, after 14 years, Chrissy, it comes down to this final moment together. I would like to say thanks to Russ and Mike for giving me the job here in the first place, my incredible, wonderful family, for all of their support.
We've got just one song to play. What have we chosen, Rob?
Well, let's just let it play. It's from us to you. Once again, thank you. Take good care of yourselves. Been a pleasure working with you, Chrissy.
It has been so much fun.
Rob Chandler and Chrissy Jackson from Christmas 5 years ago. They've been together for 18 years, and Rob, of course, had been on Heart and its predecessor Broadland for more than 30 years. Must be really annoying if your birthday is near Christmas and it all melds into one. So I've wrapped this one up, especially in birthday paper, and I'm going to write a special 70th birthday card to dear Noel. Happy birthday.
Mr. Cat Stevens exercising his vocal cords in a highly sociable manner to tell you that here comes my wife. It's on DRAM, and that is going to be the one to put Cat way up in the charts. And, of course, Cat's had a bit of an unfortunate illness recently, and I'm sure that that record produced, written and sung by Cat Stevens is going to go woof straight up the charts. It was going out specifically for Miss Diana Mumford, who is with me and who is writing wild and wonderful things for a certain paper in the borough of Havering, which you must, everyone, all over
Britain. Noel Edmonds on Radio Luxembourg. Noel is 70 on December the 22nd. Happy birthday. Radio 1's second ever breakfast show presenter. You heard him there in 1968 on Luxie, and just for the hell of it, because it is quite sweet, let's just play the continuity around that show from Paul Burnett.
Back with Noel Edmonds in just a moment. 208 time right now, 2 o'clock.
Action Central Newsroom 208 reporting.
Dateline Saturday, October 19th, Vietnam. Rumours of the possibility of President Johnson calling a halt to the...
Just amazing, the way radio news sounded 50 years ago. Right, back on the gifts now, and this one says to Steve Wright. Thanks for a great show, Steve.
Now, live from the studios of 1FM, it's Steve Wright in the Afternoon, 1993.
Merry Christmas! All right, hello, how you doing? Last-minute Christmas shopping? You and me both. The Posse are here, and what a show we have for you today. We'll let you know in just a mo.
Steve Wright's final afternoon show on Radio 1 from Christmas 25 years ago. It returned, of course, on Radio 2 6 years later. More festive cheer now, not from Christmas 40 years ago.
And at 4 o'clock, this is Paddy O'Byrne at the Radio News Desk. The BBC radio strike, called by the Association of Broadcasting Staffs, was due to begin a few seconds ago. Separate talks involving the unions and BBC management are still going on at the London headquarters of the conciliation service, ACAS.
John Dunn! Boom,
boom. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, John Dunn here. You're listening to BBC Radio, our all-network services. Welcome to you. I shall be with you with loads
of... This is the BBC Radio all-network service, and I'm Kid Jensen.
Merry Christmas!
The strike was settled just before Christmas with some staff reinstatements and a 16.5% pay increase. Now, back to the presents. What's this? Oh, it's a yes, it's a tin of biscuits.
You are listening to the final hour in the life of UBN, the United Biscuits Network, Europe's largest industrial radio service.
Hi, this is Dale Winton. Some of you may recall it was my pleasure to host various programmes on UBN between August 74 and August 77. 3 years spent with people I still and always will regard as great friends. With UBN closing, there's not a lot of happiness around at the moment, so I'd just like to say goodbye with a thought that in over 9 years on the air, it would be true to say that UBN shattered an old proverb. It really did please all of the people all of the time.
The closure of the United Biscuits Network this week in 1979. UBN, of course, was the closed circuit radio station serving the biscuit factories and where so many early commercial radio presenters learnt their craft. Now, time to go to bed. Wait for Santa. So I'll leave you with a few festive memories. James Naughtie's farewell from the Today programme 3 years ago.
Our editors were Terry O'Neill and Tim DeFarman, from John and from me. Good morning.
BBC Radio Medway launching 48 years ago.
On the BBC.
David Hamilton leaving Radio 2 32 years ago.
From me, David Hamilton, this is our last song together. Sometime, somewhere, we'll meet again. Bye-bye.
The death of Daphne Oxenford 6 years ago.
Are you sitting comfortably?
The start of Just a Minute on the new Radio 4 51 years ago.
Can you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
Pirate Radio London going on air 54 years ago.
Radio London reminds you, go to the church of your choice.
The end of Devonair 24 years ago.
Listeners have jammed the new Devonair switchboard after the station lost its licence to broadcast.
And before we finish, thank you for listening in 2018, and thank you very much for sharing your vintage recordings too. Do get in touch at radiomoments.com. If you enjoy remembering how it was at a time and place in British radio, do grab my book for Christmas too. It's called Radio Moments. Let's finish with the greatest Christmas present radio has ever had. It's addressed to Morris, born on Christmas Day, 1944. Merry Christmas.
It's time for that show again.
Sing no Merlin High and all that kind of stuff. It's Christmas Day, so why? I'm singing pretty rough, cause I've had 11 martinis, 6 vodka tonics, 8 gin and lemon, 2 scotch and sodas. Oh, yes, friends, it's Christmas Day, and it's my birthday, too, so we're gonna have jolly fun, right?
Donny and Marie Osmond and their new disky pool called Deep Purple. Spiffing stuff. This is Capital 194 on a jolly Christmas day. Well, did you get what you wanted? I got what I wanted. A digital turkey. It's a turkey that stuffs itself.
Thanks, David, for that bumper edition of Radio Moments. And our thanks this week as well to Roy Martin and, of course, to Santa.
That was a big geek-a-thon. Thank you, David. I enjoyed that one.
Massive thanks to you for listening as well throughout 2018. It's been a busy year in the radio industry, as we mentioned, and it looks like being a busy start to 2019 as well. Lots of new shows taken to the air across the BBC and the commercial radio industry, so good luck if you're involved with that. Trevor Dan will be here for our first podcast of 2019 on January the 9th. He'll have a roundtable discussion to dissect the festive radio schedules and share some first impressions of those big new shows in January as well. Have a great Christmas, and we will talk to you in the new year.
Thank you for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.